This is the evening edition from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the Met Office downgrades the ash alert as Barbados is spared the worst from this morning's eruption in St. Vincent. Some in the private sector disagree with the government's decision to close most businesses. Hardware stores and cleaning companies report a surge in business. The fire service complains of aggressive residents and blocked streets at fire scenes in the city. And in the U.S., both the police chief and the officer involved in the latest controversial shooting of a black man resign. Those are the top stories for the evening edition here on Starcom Network. With the details, I'm Wendy Berg.
The evening edition brought to you with the best wishes of the National Insurance Scheme. More than a contribution, it's your lifeline.
NIS pensioners can have their pensions deposited to their bank and credit union accounts. Your pension can be issued for a 4-week period instead of the 2-week intervals to which you are accustomed. Please ensure that you complete the NIS direct deposit form with the correct bank or credit union account information. This form can be collected from the customer service desk at the Frank Walcott Building, Culloden Road, or downloaded from our website.
The Met Office has downgraded the ash alert for Barbados as this country spared the worst from this morning's eruption of the Lassofer volcano in St. Vincent. Acting Deputy Director of Meteorology Services, Tia Brown, says the thicker part of the ash plume passed south of Barbados.
The volcanic ash and smoke off warning have been downgraded to an advisory. The southern parts of the island have been impacted the most by the most recent ash plume. However, much of the ash is presently weakening and satellite imagery does not currently indicate any further explosive eruptions. However, given the highly active nature of the Lassofer volcano, it is likely that further eruptions will occur and, depending on the intensity of the ash plume and wind direction, Barbados may continue to experience reduced visibility and further ash deposit. What came over us was later, the thicker concentrations moved south of the island given the wind direction. We didn't get the thicker part of it.
Acting Deputy Director of Meteorology Services, Tia Brown. Some key people are taking issue with the government's decision to close most businesses for the past 2 days, seeing it as unnecessary and another blow on top of the COVID-19 pandemic. Past president of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Eddie Abed, says this latest closure as a result of the volcanic ash from St. Vincent comes at a terrible time.
But the reality is that this has come on the heels of a lockdown, and timing is terrible. We had just started to get some momentum coming out of Easter. Businesses were trading. People were gainfully employed. Things were coming back to some sort of normalcy. And all of a sudden this comes, and sadly it's come at a time where the private sector generally are in a much better position to have reopened today than perhaps government was, and yet we get this one-size-fits-all rollout where we've been asked to hold not only for 2 days, which would be Monday and Tuesday, but it looks like it may be 3 days. And that just really is not necessary at this time. It really is not at a good time.
Past president of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Eddie Abed. But for hardware stores who've been allowed to open, business is booming. Leanna Maynard, sales manager of Marshall Trading, says power washers and hoses were among the hot sellers, along with other items.
The items that have been heavily requested by customers over the past 2 days are pressure washers, hoses, tarpaulins, shovels, yard brooms, safety glasses, shop vacs, polythene, and other cleaning agents, for example, bleach and disinfectant.
Meanwhile, over at Carter's Stores, Brian Hurley, Director of Marketing, described the traffic yesterday as chaotic and says it spilled into today.
CSA, we were only open for a short period, 9 to 2, so it was difficult for everybody to get in and get out with what they wanted, but yeah, it was chaotic. Everything that you just listed there was pretty much on people's shopping list. Unfortunately, garden hoses as well. I know they're trying to avoid people washing them with public water, but I guess people still have rain tanks and so forth that they can use. But yes, vacuums, brooms, mops, microfiber cloths. So for instance, like these heavy-duty shop vacs, not household vacuum cleaners. My power washers were high-ticket items, especially for businesses. I can tell we're completely out of them now.
Director of Marketing with Carter's Hardware Stores, Brian Hurley. Cleaning services across the island are seeing an uptick in demand for their services due to the large amount of volcanic ash in Barbados. Sales and Marketing Manager for Pilot Management Services, Adrian Clark, says they have been receiving many requests for their services. Meantime, Police Crime Prevention Officer Inspector Stephen Griffith is warning people who own items such as the heavily in-demand power washers to secure their property as they may very well be the target of thieves.
When you have finished using these pieces of equipment, you should secure them carefully. If you don't, you may find that you may lose them through theft. So all we're asking is to be proactive. You purchase this equipment for power washing and cleaning away the dust and ash, but you cannot be leaving it lying around for it to be easily stolen by persons, some unscrupulous persons who may be out there.
And we'll just return to that clip from Pilot Management Services about how in demand their services have been.
There's an increase in requests. Everybody's going to be asking for us to come and give them a quote. They know definitely we'll take it because this job is really not as easy as it may seem. It's just a matter of sweeping and bagging because you sweep up and you look around and it's there again. It's just a matter of handing quotes to people now to see which jobs will be signed off on so you can get to work. What we'd like to say is that it's not as easy as it looks. This is ridiculous. A lot of us have never had to do this sort of cleanup before.
The Sanitation Service Authority this morning pulled its trucks off the road, complaining of reckless drivers on the ash-covered streets. SSA Public Relations Officer Carl Padmore spoke about the matter on VOB's Brass Tacks call-in program.
So we had to pull all of our trucks off the road this morning because no matter how much appeal from Stuart Johnson, it doesn't matter the appeal from Minister Abrams last night, we are still seeing Barbadians speeding on the road. And for safety of our guys, we have had to pull the crew this morning. Now, this is not acceptable at all. Barbadians, we are urging you to be a little more sensitive. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's reckless.
Chief Fire Officer Errol Maynard says they have encountered several issues while trying to extinguish a blaze which gutted three houses at Nelson Street, Queen Street in the city last Friday. Speaking to Starcom Network News, he said officers on arrival were met by aggressive residents, which added to the other challenges posed, such as houses being too close together and roads blocked by badly parked cars. But he also said such issues are common in closely knit communities in the city.
Officers would have met some somewhat aggressive citizens who were given a lot of advice and felt that they knew what to do best. But the major challenge was the space to maneuver the hose and to be able to fight the fire and to contain it. We also had a little water problem, low water pressure from the hydrants in the area, so we ordered on our tanker. We also encountered a situation where vehicles were parked on both sides of the road. There were some vehicles parked right next to the house that was burning, and we had to ask people to move them.
Chief Fire Officer Errol Maynard. The police chief of the U.S. city where a black motorist was killed has resigned along with the officer who shot him. Police Chief Tim Gannon and Officer Kim Potter quit the Brooklyn Center Force 2 days after the death of Dante Wright sparked two nights of unrest. She says she mistook her gun for her taser as he tried to escape arrest. It happened in a suburb in Minneapolis, a city already on edge, for the ongoing trial of an ex-police officer accused of murdering George Floyd last year. On Monday, Mr. Gannon had said that the shooting of Mr. Wright appeared to be an accidental discharge after Mrs. Potter mistook her service pistol for a stun gun. Recapping our top stories now in the evening edition. The Met Office downgrades the ash alert as Barbados is spared the worst from this morning's eruption in St. Vincent. Some in the private sector disagree with government's decision to close most businesses. Hardware stores and cleaning companies report a surge in business. The Fire Service complains of aggressive residents and blocked streets at fire scenes in the city. And in the U.S., both the police chief and the officer involved in the latest controversial shooting of a black man resign. That's been the evening edition here on Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group of Companies. I'm Wendy Burke.
the evening edition brought to you with the best wishes of the National Insurance Scheme. More than a contribution, it's your lifeline. Listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at StarcomNetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp Add Me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news.